This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining us for this program. The subject of this program is Faith, the Basis of the Revealing of God's Righteousness. The Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Christians in Rome, "For in it," that is, in the gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. But the righteous man shall live by faith." And then Paul also said in his Roman letter, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus." In my last program, I discussed the importance of studying the three spiritual gifts, faith, hope, and love, that God has granted to those people who endeavor to be Christians. We promise to start discussion today of these three great gifts. So let's start with faith. In his Roman letter, Paul makes it clear that faith in the gospel is the basis for God to reveal his righteousness to the people he created. What does the revealing of the righteousness of God mean to us? The phrase righteousness of God seems to mean all the grace in favor that God has planned and wants to grant to his human creation. And that is everything we'll ever need. To have the righteousness of God revealed to us means that God's plan for our salvation, the gospel, is made known to us. Paul's letter to the Romans reveals that God wants us to know how he planned, and then actually how he gave his only begotten Son as a propitiation for our sins. Paul's Roman letter reveals how God's righteousness requires God to execute justice in the punishment of sin, but also how it allows him to give himself as the justifier of sinful man. Paul's Roman letter also reveals how God not only is willing to forgive us of our past sins, but then he will overlook even our sinful nature to sanctify us to approach his holy throne in heaven and live with him forever. So what does the revealing of the righteousness of God mean? All of these good things, and even more that we cannot yet even imagine. Since this grace and favor of God, indicated by this phrase, righteousness of God, is so needed by sinful man, and since God's grace cannot be merited by the efforts of sinful man like us, people like us, God in his grace grants it simply upon the condition of our faith in his Son, who made propitiation for sins by shedding his blood. So our faith is based on a gift from God, the gift of his Son's life, Moreover, our faith can only come from our hearing his Son's word. And his Son's word is also a gift from God. Thus, our faith is clearly based on gifts from God. Paul quoted the prophet Habakkuk when he said, "The righteous man shall live by faith." This makes it clear that the word faith of which he speaks stands for a life that is lived, a dynamic life. Paul states in his Galatian letter that he lives by faith. Faith, then, must be an integral part of a spiritual Christian life. In our next program, we plan to continue our discussion of faith. Then later we'll get to discussion of the other two gifts of God, love and hope. This is F.M. Perry, and this program is a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.